From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. A Southwest Florida research company developed a medication for Zika. More than 1,200 cases of the mosquito-borne virus have been recorded in Florida, and that includes nearly 250 locally transmitted ones. Those numbers grow almost daily. The virus is linked to birth defects in pregnant women who are infected. An herbal science group out of Bonita Springs created a pill to treat people who get Zika. The company hopes to start clinical trials next year. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaro spoke with Joshua Costin, one of the anti-Zika drug creators.
Joshua Costin has been studying mosquito-borne viruses like dengue fever since about 2005. He says he helped create two patented dengue medications. Now, he and his team in Southwest Florida crafted a drug to combat the Zika virus. Joshua, what kind of evidence do you have so far that this may be an option for people infected with Zika?
We had been researching it as a potential treatment for some other viruses, actually, in particular the very related virus, dengue virus. We had some in vitro studies, you know, some cell culture studies that showed that it was pretty effective. We had some mouse studies that showed effect. And then when Zika hit, as with a number of other people that were working on dengue and dengue medications, you know, we had a pretty good idea that it was likely to be effective against Zika too, simply because they're very, very related viruses, very similar to each other. We contracted with Southern Research Institute, SRI, a professor there named Thomas Voss, who is quite established in these kinds of viruses. We contracted out with them, an independent group, to test our medication against Zika in cell culture again and in vitro studies. It worked very well. In fact, he said that of all the things that he's been testing, that it was the most effective and the only promising candidate that he had seen yet.
How did this drug affect or get rid of Zika, and what did it look like in the lab?
We, to some extent, believe that it's going to be analogous to how we saw with dengue. With that, we saw that our medication actually binds to the virus, so it actually affects something on the virus itself. There's really, on these viruses, there's just one major viral protein on the outside. Our assumption is that it binds to that protein and affects its ability to enter cells. So a virus, in order to infect a cell, first has to enter it. And so our belief is that we're stopping it from entering cells. And if it can't enter cells, it can't infect them, it can't replicate, can't make new viruses. And so you stop the whole infection cycle.
Would pregnant women be able to use it, or that's something to be determined later in testing?
Let me say, ultimately, yeah, that it will have to be tested for pregnant women. There are animal models that are being developed. They aren't quite at that stage yet where they can be used, but there are some models being developed, basically pregnant animal models. So you can look to see if your treatment will help developing fetuses. Those models are being worked out in both primates and ferrets, interestingly enough. And I believe I've heard mouse even.
In the science community, just curious if there's any competition among researchers to like come up with a fix to the Zika issue. Is everyone kind of racing to find a solution to this?
No doubt. Most of the effort, it seems right now, is focused on vaccination. There's at least one that's in actual clinical trials right now. A vaccine has a very different use from an antiviral medication. Vaccines are preventative. Once you've caught it, the vaccine can't help you. Mm-hmm. There's another complication with any potential vaccines for Zika virus. There is a phenomenon in dengue virus that's known as antibody-dependent enhancement. And what it means is that when you catch dengue virus one time, the antibodies that you develop to dengue can actually make you more able to be infected by dengue a second time and make your infection worse the second time. So it makes it easier to spread and it makes the infection worse. Now, that's been demonstrated in cell culture to happen with Zika.
And so why have you been working on this? Why is this something that you're interested in?
This was always important to me because, one, dengue virus is the leading cause of viral death of children in the world. That's a pretty staggering number of children who are affected pretty severely by that disease. And I also always knew that we had the mosquitoes. It was only a matter of time before it got to Florida, where I'm from Naples. I grew up here. I have a family here. So I have a very vested interest in wanting to protect myself, my family, from these kinds of viruses.
That was Joshua Costin, researcher for Herbal Science Group out of Bonita Springs. Costin and his team created a drug that could potentially heal people of the Zika virus. They hope to start clinical trials around April of 2017. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it has not approved any Zika medications or vaccines yet and says it cannot talk about any other developing products right now. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.